All right. Good morning out there, Radio Land listeners. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio. I am your host, Ron Klinger. It is, I say this all the time, but it does not get old for me. Always excited to be here, and we're here with you in studio today, blasting out there on the ether. Listen at 11:10 a.m. on the dial here at Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We're going to rock today, like we always try to rock, as you hear the Van Halen music playing in the background. Today, I'm also going to bring it down a little bit. I know a lot of you dial in and listen because of the energy. I always like to bring it, but I'm also going to be very serious today with our discussion. We'll get to that in just a minute when we come back from our first break. But what I wanted to dial into you today, I want you to stay connected. I've got some things that are going on. I've got some things that I'm working on as it relates to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I always want you to follow along. Always appreciate you following along with the show, especially via social media. Out on Facebook, go out and search for Unleashed Radio Hour. Hop on out on Twitter. You can follow along with me if you're in the Twitterverse, at Ron Unleashed. And for everything related to the Unleashed Radio Hour, you can always find our home online at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, all one word, unleashedradiohour.com. That's where all the shows are. You can go out there right now, learn about what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to talk about getting your house in order. Let you sit with that one because the holidays are upon us. But today's about getting your personal house in order. What does that mean? We got to go to break. So guess what? You got to come back and listen to it after those messages. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we'll be right back.
It's estimated that 9 out of 10 individual investors fight a losing battle against the big institutions. So what can you do about it? Hi, I'm Mary Beth Motisi, owner of Online Trading Academy here in Houston. Listen to Power Trading Hour to learn how the markets really work and how to think and act like the professionals. Call us at 281-820-8905 to register for our complimentary half-day class. Find out more at HoustonOTA.com and listen to Power Trading Hour, weekdays at 2 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
Investors, many people lose money because of fraud or mismanagement and do not know it. If you lost money in this upmarket, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. The Hayes Law Firm represents investors, helping them to recover their investment losses. Call 281-815-4972 for a free consultation. If you are an investor that lost money in this upmarket because of possible fraud or mismanagement, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. Call the Hayes Law Firm now, 281-815-4972, 281-815-4972.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I'm going to do this because this is the way I like to continue to welcome you back into the studio, back into the show, back into the world known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, thank you for dialing in and listening in to today's broadcast. Now, real quick, I want to make sure that we give some proper credit. We always do this at the beginning of the show, but I also want to make sure that you are aware of the wonderful things that are happening out at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. One of our great community partners in this process, Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You can learn more at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Again, HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Guess what? Hey, there's 1 week away. We're 1 week away from gobble. Turkey Day. Wait for it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, where you'll be sitting around with family. So, hey, if you need a new dinette table, you need something for that dining room to make sure that you can get all those family, friends, and loved ones around so that you can gobble. Turkey, baked ham, whatever it is that you're going to do, however you're going to choose to celebrate and give thanks next week. Hop on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall on I-45. Hey, get that dinette set, get that sectional, get that recliner, so that when you're done eating all the turkey, you can go kick back and watch a little football and, you know, fall asleep, all right? Hey, it's an American tradition, so why not go out, make sure that you are in the comfort of your own home, by visiting Hilton Furniture and Mattress. And speaking of that, hey, next week on Friday is Black Friday. Yes, it is. The doors will open at Hilton Furniture and Mattress at 8 a.m. So after you got done hanging out all night or doing your... Okay, by the way, you know what? Real quick, don't go shopping on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, come on. Let them people go home. Let them enjoy a holiday. We keep pushing it more and pushing it more. But hey, when you've done your early Black Friday shopping, make sure at 8 o'clock you hop on over to Hilton Furniture and Mattress. They're going to have, as our brother Hilton says, we're going to be wheeling and dealing so you're going to feel like you're stealing. They're going to have Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Yes, Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale. Hop on out. You want Stearns & Foster Sealy mattresses. They're going to have a mattress for you to help you get a great night's sleep. And as I like to tie it in, so that you can unleash the best of you, because you can't do that if you're not getting enough rest. Again, hop on down to I-45 just south of the Gulf Freeway at 12100 Gulf Freeway, Houston, Texas. Hop on to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com, and that's a fact, Jack. Get your mattress, get your dinette set, get that recliner sectional, get that living room where you're ready to welcome in family and loved ones next week on Thanksgiving. All right. I feel the need, and if you're dialed in and you're connected to the world around us, you know, we had another subtle reminder, you know, that not everything is peachy and roses in the world. So what I want to do here for just a second is give a brief moment of silence so that we can reflect upon and think of and lift up all the victims that were impacted, all the families that were impacted around the globe with a heinous act that occurred out in Paris, France, last Friday, with the suicide bombings and the terrorist attacks. So at this point in moment, I'm going to give a brief pause for us to just reflect, to be present, and to think and lift up all of those people that were impacted last Friday. All right. I just felt that was necessary. And the reason I felt that was necessary is, you know, it's the axis of evil, if you will, you know, that impacts us, what we do, how we do that every single day. It's, I don't know about you, but there's times like that, and unfortunately, for some of us, it does take such tragic events for us to go and be a little bit more introspective. So if I'm a little bit more subdued today, it's because I've been in this journey this last week or so. Of personal deep reflection. You know, I've gone inside to truly kind of understand, you know, those the things like that. You know, okay, yeah, Ron, get over it. Bad things happen, but it also makes you stop and hit the pause button to be reflective of where you're at. You know, and today's topic and what we're going to get into is, if you've gone out and you follow along on Facebook, out on Twitter, then you already know that what we're going to talk about here today is it's about getting your personal house in order. No. This is not about getting it cleaned up before Thanksgiving. This is about you, your house, your spirit, your body, your presence, you. So where most of the times, I'm trying to get a bigger picture on how to help you unleash your career and business. The reality is oftentimes when we get out of balance, you know, and I've used this analogy before, I'm going to use it again. How many of you ever been going down the highway and you're rolling in your car and you get up to 55, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour, depending on where you're listening from, where the appropriate speed limits are posted, but you feel that shake and shimmy in your ride? You know, you're like, wait, what's going on? Well, easy answer to that one, not in every case, but in some cases, is when was you have to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your tires spin balanced and rotated? Something's out of alignment, something's out of whack, and you're getting that shake and shimmy, and you're getting that, you don't have that floating on cloud ride that maybe you're used to or accustomed to having because something's out of alignment. How many of you have ever felt that distortment or distortion, excuse me, of alignment in your life, where it's like, man, I can't just get caught up? I tell you right now, I don't know how many of you out there with families and kids. Our house, it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy, absolute mess. We're out of sync. I mean, just staying on top of things is a struggle because this particular time right now is extremely busy. activities that are going on, things that I'm doing, things that Mama's doing. It's just crazy. How many of you out there can relate to that? You know, if you want to connect to the topic today, you know, please feel free to hop on out, discuss this, visit with this. If you're out on following along on Periscope, throw some hearts up if you like the topic, if anything resonates with you. You can also send us a text. You know, I got a free text line. Now, standard text rates may apply depending on your provider, but you can always text in comments or questions. 281, that text line again is 281-715-9700. Again, 281-715-9700. Got that up here live in studio. You know, but I want you to think about this for just a minute. And I really want you to think about, is everything running smoothly in your world? And if it's not, then how many of you would like to get it back to running smoothly? How many of you would like to get back and be balanced or have more purpose, more pep in your step, waking up in the morning and saying, you know what, I got this, I'm going to tackle it. But sometimes we do get beat down. Sometimes we do face challenges and struggles and things that if you've listened to the show before, for lack of a better description, that drain, that just puts a drain and a strain on an emotional bank account that you're like, man, you know, or one of my favorite alter character egos from Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore. Woe is me, right? Where you just don't, it's just, you're just not in alignment. Well, today what I want you to understand is, guess what? You don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay where you're constantly feel like you're chasing your tail. You don't have to stay in a mode of constant reaction. What I want to encourage you to do, and I don't know what your schedule looks like. I don't know what the holidays look like for you, but here's the crazy part. It becomes about all this hustle and bustle. We lose sight of the purpose of, really, 'tis the reason for the season. What I want you to do, the gift that I want you to give, is the gift that I want you to give to yourself as we get ready next week to approach and to engage and get started with the true holiday season. We have Thanksgiving, and immediately after that, heck, I even understand local Christmas music. I'm like, man, I can't even go. Christmas is already up in the stores. That's great. All right, but it's already begun. And how many of you, it's the ho-hum drum. It's like, oh, my gosh, here we are already. There's so much to be done, so much I have to do. Well, guess what? That puts a lot of pressure, that puts a lot of stress on you. So how can you unleash the best of you each day if you're constantly carrying the weight of everything that needs to happen around you? So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how you can get your personal house back in order, how you can find that alignment. And the first thing that I want to introduce to you is a concept that I've kind of shared before, but it's a concept of seasons. Yes, 'tis the season. It's the holiday season. But we, too, have seasons in life. And what I mean by that is, hey, we have our good, our bad, and our ugly. We have things where we're just, whoo, it's all good. We have other times where we face struggle and challenge. So what I want you to put into a perspective if you're listening in today, or you're dialing in, following along with this on podcast, and especially if you're listening and you're not driving, hopefully you have something that you can write down. This is going to be more of a class-type discussion than it is a radio talk show. And the reason I'm doing that is this is a topic, believe it or not, I'm teaching tomorrow in a class, and it's going to be a more full and more in-depth, so you're going to get the Cliff Notes version of that, of this, how to get your house in order. But the one thing I want you to understand is those seasons are time-bound. Now, for you, you create the parameters of that time. What I would encourage you to do is I would encourage you to think about, okay, what we got a month and a half left, crazy enough as that sound, just a little bit less of the year 2015. All right, so just start with this season of a month and a half. Yes, the holidays are in this. Yes, everything else that's going on. It's the close of the final quarter of the year. Yeah, I get it. All right, but we have a month and a half remaining in 2015. Here's what I want you to do. How do you unleash and bring the best of you over the next month and a half? What can you do? How can you do that? That's what we're talking about. How could you unleash the best of you, whether it's the best of you at home, whether it's the best of you at work, whether it's the best of you in your community because you're a community leader and volunteer? What can you, because only you can control what you can do. What can you do to unleash the best of you? So I'm giving this perspective and this parameter, you know, and if you're listening to this later, whatever makes sense to you, I just picked the next month and a half. We're here in the middle of November. What do the remaining days of 2015 look like for you? All right. So that's the parameter that I'm going to launch out there and put that for you to think about. And that's a deep thought. It's like, well, I don't know, Rob. I'm just going to make through it. Well, hey, great. If that's all that it is for you, wonderful. But if you desire more, if you want more out of the next month and a half, so that you can say, you know what, I'm going to kick in. And that's, I crazy enough, one of the things I love about New Year's is it is that mental fresh new beginning. It's a brand new season. But how do you still close what you have to close out on for 2015? How do you get yourself back in alignment? And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly precisely what we're going to talk about here for the remaining portion of the show. Is if you're out of alignment, if you're out of whack, if you're tired of running around, if you're running ragged, if you have no energy, if you're stressed, if you're pressed, if you just can't get enough done and you just want to stay in bed, then you want to dial in for the remaining segments of this show, because I'm going to give you a little mini formula, some things that I've learned over time that I've taught others to help you get your house in order, to help you take purposeful action, and most importantly, to help you unleash and bring the best of you. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, your host, Ron Klinger. You hear the music, that means it's time to take a pause, take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Hey, Murphy, what's the status?
Slow! We're really far behind on the current project. We had parts arrive late, assembly is having issues, and now the customer's pressing us for next week's delivery, and we still need to get it painted.
Then make sure you go with Allied Powder Coating.
Allied Powder Coating? I thought they did patio furniture.
Yeah, but they've also been an industrial applicator for some 25 years. Instead of wet painting, which involves longer drying times, they can blast coat and have it ready within a week.
Wow, I could actually make up time on this project.
And on top of that, Allied Powder Coating has worked with most every industry here in Houston, so they know their stuff. Oil field, marine, manufacturing, lighting, fencing.
Man, you sound like a commercial.
Construction, healthcare, utilities, stadiums, as well as state and local government agencies. They've covered it all.
Okay, okay. What's their info?
You can call Allied Powder Coating at 713-741-9779. Again, that's 713-741-9779. Or go to AlliedPowder.com. At Allied Powder Coating, they'll help you make up for lost time.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In this November week away, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. We thank you for taking the opportunity to listen in. You're dialed in on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're doing everything we can to do to help you unleash the best of you, your career, and or your business. So when we went to break, I was talking earlier about, you know, if you just feel out of balance. So if there's any of you out there that you feel out of balance, you're not dialed in, you know, you're just waking up, bouncing from day to day to day, you're reacting, you're constantly in a reactive mode, then this show is for you. And maybe you know someone. Call them up now. Get them dialed in. Hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the Listen Live link. Dial them in on Business 1110 AM on the dial here in H-Town. Follow along on Periscope. All right, hop on out to @RonUnleashed on Twitter. You can follow along on Periscope as well. And the reason I'm sharing that is I don't know about you, but every time we get to the holiday season, everybody gets completely stressed and pressed. So I'm trying to give a gift today of how to help you survive and thrive during the next month and a half. And it starts with you getting grounded. Okay, no, you're not in trouble. No, it's not. Time out. We're not throwing a hanky or dirty laundry. There's no personal foul, although maybe, I don't know, I might be a part of it in your world. But the fact remains, the key is getting grounded means getting back to your core. And that's what really it means about being and truly taking care of your business. and your career and yourself by going and getting your house in order. No, we're not cleaning up. No, we're not talking about how to take out the trash or do the laundry. Although those things are cleansing, and that might be something that helps. But what I'm really truly talking about is answering this extremely powerful question. Are you absolutely, positively satisfied? And you can only define that level of satisfaction. I can't get no. Damn, I beat you to the punch, Andy. Andy loves the classical rock. But my point being is, you have to define what satisfaction means for you. If you can't define it, you can't measure it, you don't know if you're there. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, and I'm going to give you a scale. 10, woohoo, Ron, I am rocking and rolling because everything is great in my world. Everything is fabulous. I have no complaints whatsoever. That's a 10. 1 is Eeyore.
Woe is me. Time to start another day.
If that's you, or somewhere in between that scale, 1 to 10, say right now, write it down, where you at? Where are you at? Are you dialed in enough to your day, to what you're doing? Scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied with you are, with where you're at right now, your career, your business, your life, your grand scale? You got to give a measure to that, all right? I'm probably, to be honest with you, and I'm pretty optimistic, but there's a lot that I want to do. I'm probably sitting at about a 5. I'm sitting right now at a 5, and I'm being 100% honest with myself. I'm not going to inflate where I'm at. I have to be real. I have to be honest. I'm sitting at about a 5. So in part of this conversation, I'm preaching to myself. Part of this, I'm going to be doing next week. I have the blessing of having a week of Thanksgiving that I will have with my family. I need to be better, personally. I'm declaring it to you out there. So how do I do that? Well, I can only drive my actions. And when I talk about getting grounded, I'm talking about right here, right now, scale of 1 to 10. How's life rocking for you? 1, ain't no good. 10, woohoo, out of the ballpark. Where you at? I already told you, I'm about at a 5. I don't have the balance. I don't have the harmony. I'm stressed. I'm pressed. And unfortunately, sadly enough, then that overflows to the people that are around me. That's not fair to them. I recognize that. I do all that I can to try to keep it in perspective. So today we're talking about being proactive. So when I talk about you getting grounded, here's what I want you to think about. Here's what I want you to process. Here's what I want you to write down. When you think about that scale of where you believe your life is at this point in time, I want you to stop right here for the next month and a half. That is the time frame that I'm challenging you to put. We got a month and a half left, a little bit less of 2015. That season, month and a half, what matters most to you? What are the top 5 things that you want to pour your energy into? The top 5 things that matter more than anything else to get you back in alignment. You know, we talked about your car shake and shimmy, spin balance, rotation. There's a solution to that problem. I'm trying to get you balanced back out to your life, get you back on track. We got a month and a half of 2015. Over the next month and a half, what are the 5 things? 5, cinco. Right, what are the 5 things that matter most to you to put you on a positive path? We'll talk about what that means when we come back right after these messages.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals. They have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here today, where we're talking specifically about how to get you unleashed for the next month and a half so that you have purpose, you have passion, you have pep in your step to rock and roll the remaining days of 2015. All right? We're going to launch into 2016. That's down the road. But right here, right now, for the next month and a half, how do you get the most out of what you want? How do you wake up feeling great about the day where it's a good day today? Right? That's what I'm working for. When we went to break, I was talking about how you get grounded. Again, not in trouble, okay? You're not in timeout. No, to sit in the corner. No, I'm talking about grounded is getting back to your values of what matters most. I'm talking about you saying, you know what, for the next month and a half, these are the five things. One, two, three, four, five. One's more than five, but they all have significance in your life. In this season of the next month and a half, what are you going to do? Now, if you take the analogy that I'm doing and draw yourself your second or third grade house picture, right? Triangle on top, square on the bottom. All right, but in order to build a house, and no, this is not a real estate investment show, but if you're going to build a house, you have to have a strong foundation. Okay? What I want you to think about those five things for the next month and a half, that is your foundation of your actions and your behaviors. Those are the things. Write them down. Take a dry erase marker if you've got one and write them on your bathroom mirror. These are the five things of the next. Put it where you got to see it. Make yourself a graphic on your wallpaper. I don't care. Put a poster board up. These are the five things that I'm putting my time, energy, and resources into for the next month and a half. These five. That is your foundation. That's how you get grounded. Just for a month and a half, folks. I mean, golly gee whiz, how many of you cannot believe that Thanksgiving is already next Thursday? I'm raising my hand. If you're on Periscope, you can see I'm raising them both. Hey, ho, hip hop. Yeah, it's here already. So the next month and a half is nothing. But it is everything to you if you get balanced and grounded in those things that matter most. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Get that top five. Get those things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever they are, whether it's savings, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's your spiritual walk, whatever it is, you have to focus on you because you can't be any good to anyone else if you're a mess. You can't. It doesn't work that way. So you have to make sure that what you're doing is balanced. And that's that piece that I want to give you. So if you think of we're building a house, we're getting your personal house in order, those five things, that's the foundation. And any house that's going to survive has got to have a solid foundation on it. The next piece that I want you to do, and we talked about this, and there's a full show on vision. You know, the whole goal of a house is to have a roof over your head. That's the entire thing. It's shelter. It's protection from the elements. So when we think about a house, we close our eyes, we have a vision of what that's going to look like, or that perfect home. Well, guess what? That's looking forward into the future. Here's what I want you to say. Come January 1st, come December 31st, when you're sitting there, I'm going to make my New Year's resolutions, which I think are just a bunch of hooey in my humble opinion. Either you commit to making yourself better or you don't. You don't wait till December 31st to say, oh, I'm going to make some New Year's resolutions that go out the door faster than the air in the balloon that you just popped to celebrate the New Year with all your noisemakers. All right, and I purposely didn't want it to whistle the way it was supposed to, right? You know, think about that. So create the strong foundation of those values, and then create the vision. That's the roof of the house. The vision is the shelter that's going to be there, that's going to protect you over the next month and a half. When you get to December 31st, and I don't know if anyone else is out there like me and you're crazy, well, you know, that's okay. You're in good company, at least I think so. My point with that being is, you know, you get to that stage, how many of you become reflective? I want you to be able to reflect on this next month and a half on December 31st and saying, wow, I'm better, further along, more balanced, more at peace, more in harmony than I was a month and a half ago. And say it's because I was able to create that vision. Create that vision. Look ahead. Give yourself December 31st. What are you going to celebrate that you've done and have accomplished over the next month and a half? That's the goal that I challenge you. That's what I want you to see. That's what I want you to understand, to live, to breathe, to do, so that you can get you back to being the best you that you can be. You hear the music? It's time for me to dance. Everybody dance now. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio in Houston. We'll be right back after these messages.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094. That's 855-719-3094.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. I want you to be in love with the life that you lead. That you're in balance, that you're in harmony, that you're at peace. You know, we've got a lot of things going on in the world today that remind us that we need to take life and treat it as the gift that it is. I'm trying to give you the gift of focus, of clarity, of purpose, of passion for the next month and a half. I want you to literally stop, if you haven't done it already, what are those five things that matter most to you? Write them down, record them, capture them. Create that vision on December 31st. How many of those things have you accomplished and achieved? What's the purpose and the pep in your step that gets you to do that? Oh, wait a minute, but Ron, how do I... Okay, I got the five things, and I know I want to have the vision of celebrating them and toasting to my success, to my harmony, to my peace, to my balance in life over the next month and a half. But Ron, how do I get there? Great question. Great, great question. So here's what you do. You write your top five things down. You right? Got it? Got your five. Next thing you do, say, okay, I'm going to visualize myself having achieved my goal. I'm celebrating whatever that is. You know, hey, is it the fact that you actually got healthy? You got fit? Maybe you dropped some of those pounds that you've been carrying around? God knows I have. During the holidays. I know that sounds kind of like an oxymoron with all the holiday parties and the festivities. You actually had a chance to get healthy over the holidays? Yeah, that's an option for you if that's where you've got to go. Okay, if that's an option, hey, I paid down some debt. Or hey, I didn't go into debt and didn't buy things for the holidays that I didn't need. Novel concept. Living within your means. Just a thought. I don't know. Maybe you're at a point where you're in need of a transition. Maybe you need a change in your life. Maybe it's where you live. Maybe it's your job. It's your career. Maybe it's a relationship. Don't know there either. But my whole point to you is if you don't sit down and write down those things that matter most, if you don't create a vision for celebrating them, then you can't get started. But once you've got to that point, hey, keep going. Keep going. So, you know, we've given the analogy of we're getting your personal house in order. The foundation are those five things that matter most. The roof is you celebrating that and having that vision of the things that you've accomplished, that you're back in balance, whatever that means for you. You have to own that. You have to own that. So when you said, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, right now, my harmony, my balance, my peace in life, my happiness, my satisfaction level, is that only a level of 5 or 6? Well, how do you move it to a 10? I'm trying to give you a blueprint. And that blueprint is foundation of values, vision, where I'm going to go. And then in the middle, it's like, wait a minute, Ron, I got the top and I got the bottom and the foundation. I got the roof of the house. The structure itself, ladies and gentlemen, the structure itself is that you create a blueprint of very key, specific, and I'm going to use this, SMART goals. Things that can help you get things done. Purpose, passion. Now, when you're taking SMART, what is SMART? Hey, you write a goal that's specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time-bound. Well, I've already given you the time, the next month and a half. So guess what? I already did 1/5 of the work for you. It's already there. All right? But here's the key. Here's the key. You have those key result areas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whether it's spiritual, financial, your health, your relationships, your career, your business, your community, whatever it is that's important to you that will get you back to being the best you that you can be, that's where I want you to focus. And then what I want you to do is I want you to create one goal that will help you get closer to being satisfied and having that satisfaction in that area. Write it down. Specific, measurable, attainable, results-oriented, and time-bound. The A is attainable or actions-oriented, regardless. But here's the key. Here's the key. One, I need you to find the time to do this planning. Most people just go around life constantly reacting, boing, boing, and dealing with issues as they're presented. I want you to take this by the horns. Wait a minute, I'm an Aggie, so I'm going to saw the horns off first. Sorry, all you fans from that school in Austin that I won't mention. But hey, take the bull by the horns, saw the horns off, and move along. And my point with that I'm trying to say is you have to own it. Nobody's going to drive that bus for you unless you get on and get in the driver's seat. So what I want you to do, sometime here in the very near future, give yourself 1 hour of time for you. 1 hour of time for you that you can find to say, you know what, for the next month and a half, these are the five things that matter most. This is what I want to be able to celebrate that I've accomplished or achieved. And here's one goal for each of those five things. And I guarantee you, you take that planning seriously, you take that map that you're going to do, and then you revisit it on a weekly, nightly, daily basis to stay on point. And when you get to that month and a half, you get to December 31st, and you're reflecting on the last month of 2015, you're going to have a big old smile on your face. Now, you may not have taken things all the way to 10. And you know what? Somewhere along the way, hey, and I don't have a crystal ball, but maybe, you know what? Maybe there are some challenging things that have popped up and presented themselves. Because over the next month and a half, that's going to happen. Life's going to happen. People are going to ask you to do things. People are going to ask you to get engaged and participate. But guess what? You're ready for the holy grail and the gift of this process? You sit down, write those five things that matter. You create the vision of what it's going to look like when you get there. You create one smart goal. Again, specific, measurable, attainable, results-oriented, time-bound. It's how you write it. Just say, oh, I don't want to lose weight. No, I want to lose 10 pounds by December 31st by watching my nutrition, my intake, and my output as far as the calories that I burn. I'm going to walk a mile every single day, and I'm going to eat smaller portions. That's a smart goal. That's specific to what you're doing. And I'm going to give you the magic formula, the big wave to make that all happen. But here's the reality. Here's the gift that you can give to yourself. For the next month and a half, focus on those five goals. Focus on those five goals because it's going to enable you and empower you. You ready? Ready? Wait for it. It's going to allow you to say no to those things that aren't a part of your path and your plan. Hey, we want you. Nope, can't do that. Sorry, I'm on a mission. So you better just listen to my rhymes because I'm all about this and cuss. Oh, it takes two. Oh, sorry, old school there. A little Rob Bass and DJ Jazzy Jeff for you right there. My point being is you need to make sure that you're in alignment, right? And if you don't have anything to hold you to those parameters or those boundaries or to those borders, then guess what? It's just not going to happen. It's not going to work. So you have to plan. And I'm not saying spend an inordinate amount of time doing this. But the thing that I know is that we as human beings, we don't stop and take time for ourselves. We don't create a plan that will allow us to achieve all we want because we're constantly doing for everybody else. And I'm not trying to say, oh my gosh, well, here goes Ron on the selfish tirade. No, but I'm saying you do need to take care of you. I'm saying find an hour in the next week to escape, to get away, to sit down at your computer, your tablet, your phone, a notepad. Heaven forbid we would get out pen and paper. And write down, what are the top five things that matter most? What's the vision? What do I want to say that I've accomplished when I get to December 31st over the next month and a half? And more importantly, what are the goals that are going to help me get there? All right, what are the things that I'm going to specifically do to make me get there? Because it takes action, folks. Put the plan in place and then follow it. And if you really want to make it happen, then you write the goal. And then you ask yourself, and you go through a process that's in the insights work that I do called the G-Wave. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's here. It's to help you break away from the mundane routine of everyday living. What you do, the G stands for the goal. I don't know where that came from, but it was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need some voiceover work, just give me a holler. I'll dial it down in for you. All right, but my point being is write the goal. And then, and you know what? Then you say, okay, why is that goal important? Why is it significant that I do that? You know, I need to drop some weight. Why? Because I got more that I got to do and I need more energy. That's why that's important. All right. I'm tired. And if I don't drop some of that that I'm carrying around that I've dropped before, man, I remember what that was like. Oh, wait a minute. I'll talk about that in a minute. But that felt really good. What actions do you need to take? What are those key specific motion steps that you have to put into place? I must do this, 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 and this if I'm going to attain that goal. So we ask the why, we list the actions, and then we get back to that visualization. That vision is so important. See, I have a picture of me when I lost 24 pounds a couple of years ago where I look kind of thinner than I definitely do today. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that and I'm going to plaster that where I can see it. Because I also remember how easy it was and how light on my feet that I was. Because at that point in time, I was coaching Little League Baseball. Man, those little ones couldn't catch me at all. We were doing some red light, green light. I was scurrying around, felt like I was young again. And for those of you who don't know, I ain't young anymore. All right, so the goal, why is it important? What action? What's it going to look like when you've achieved that goal? Hey, maybe it's that credit card that you're trying to finally get paid down, and the visualization of that is zero balance, no payment due. I don't know what it is for you. You have to figure that out, but I'm giving you a formula to move you. The goal, why, actions, visualize, and then here's the one that is this is a bugger. You need to engage support from others. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we must swallow our pride and ask for help. So when you look at that goal and you say, who can help me with that goal? Who can assist me? You know, one of the things that I'm working on it as a goal is for this radio show. I'm putting together sponsor packages, and I've got a friend in the business and other friends here like, help me. I got to do that so I add value of why you want to support the Unleashed Radio Hour going forward. So I need help from people that know what to do in that area. That is one of my goals. I am ready to rock 2016 already, but guess what? I still got a month and a half to kick it here for 2015. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. That's what's got to happen. That's what's got to rock. That's what's got to roll. But again, what it is the G-Wave, the goal, the why, the actions, the goal, the why, the actions, the visualization, and the engage support, W-A-V-E, why, actions, visualize, engage. Who can help you? Now, if you do that and you do that in your planning and you map out one goal and you use the G-Wave for each one of those goals, this is what I will tell you. You will be glad you did. Because come December 31st, in that season that I'm asking for you to unleash the best of you right here, right now, so that there's so much that's going on in the world. Wouldn't you just want to get up tomorrow and say, oh, man, I'm rocking the Casbah. You got it going on. That's what it's about. Well, sometimes, you know what? We just need a map. We need a formula to get us there. So my vision for you that I want you to create December 31st, what are you toasting your your beverage, whatever that is, glass of water, who knows, to say yay. Because here's something, ladies and gentlemen, that I will tell you. Here's something that I will tell you. How many of you out there have ever accomplished or achieved a goal? You tell me, how does that feel? How does that feel? Because that gives you energy, that gives you motivation, that gives you inspiration. Because guess what? Then you know what you want to do? Oh, goodness, you ready here? Then you're going to take that next season from December 31st. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not talking about resolutions. I'm talking about charting a positive path for you to unleash the best of you. Because then guess what? Then you pick the next season and cycle, whether it's a month and a half, 2 months, 3 months, first quarter, the next year. Who cares? And you create purposeful passion for what you're going to do. You stay in alignment. You stay engaged. You stay energized. And most importantly, the best of you shows up each day. That's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Follow along, unleashedradiohour.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. As always, thank you for listening in. We got a couple short segments to go. We'll give a quote of the week, and we'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan.
You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
You're out there, you're energized. I hope this show has energized you because it's energized me. This coming Sunday, yeah, I'm going to go to a football game. I'm going to pray. I'm going to hope that the Texans bring home us a W. I got a tough matchup this weekend here, but here's what I'm going to do Sunday evening. I'm going to disappear somewhere. I don't know where. I might just be me closing my door in my office. Who knows? But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start my plan because the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm also going to take the formula that I'm talking about. They don't know this yet. But my wife and kiddos, my family, they're off on holiday vacation next week for the Thanksgiving week. And we're going to sit down together and we're going to talk about, okay, what is the, we're going to do this as a family. So you're like, Ron, how can you do that? Because guess what? We need to get balanced too. We get so stuck and moving and running around as a family that we need to do the same thing that I'm talking about on a family level that we could do on a personal level to keep us on point, to keep us together, to keep us moving in the right direction. Oh, by the way, that's an organization. A family is a small size of a team in an organization. Oh, and guess what? You can do the same thing in your business. So everything that I just talked about today, the golden nugget that I'm giving you, no, you're not going to go gambling, but you can gamble with it and just try to figure it out and constantly be reacting, or you can get proactive and do what you need to do to unleash the best of you, your career, your business, your people, your team, and your organization. Yeah, I just brought it like it and dropped it like it was hot. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I let myself go a little bit there. Sorry, Annie. But wait a minute. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
We got a long one there. Amen to that. You know, the point being is, ladies and gentlemen, things don't just happen. You got to be a participant. You got to be an ingredient. You got to be an active agent. And making sure that you do what you need to do. You know, we talk about quotes of the week all the time. Hey, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. You know, and I say that as a reflective question that I've learned to ask over the years. If you were to stop, hit the pause button for just a second. Close your eyes. Don't do that if you're driving. Please do not do that if you're driving. I repeat, do not do that if you are driving. But when you get a chance, close your eyes and reflect back on the last 5 years. Right now, where you're at in life, are you where you thought you would be 5 years ago? It's a very honest question. I've asked it on this show before. I ask it all the time in different workshops and training that I do. Hey, if you think this would benefit you or your company, your organization, hey, get a hold of me. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the communicate and connect. Connect. I think that's what I have. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Contact and connect. I'm sorry. I can't even remember what I did there. I was getting so into this. You know, telephone number there, email address is there. But guess what? We have to make sure that we're making purposeful steps and strides towards the things that are mattering most. Because time is the one thing that we don't have enough of in this world. And if we're not putting our time and energy and resources into those things that matter most to us, we're going to be stressed. We're going to be out of balance. We're going to be frustrated. We aren't going to be satisfied. And that can't help us unleash our career or our business. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. and sometimes it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, hey, you out there listening, I want you to take that opportunity. I want you to take that shot. I want you to look at the next month and a half. If you've been listening in, if you're just dialing in, you can go out and listen to the podcast. We'll get it up as soon as we are able at unleashedradiohour.com. All right, all the podcasts for the show are listed out there. What I'm asking you to do is I'm challenging you for the next month and a half. What can you do to unleash the best of you? What can you do to get proactive, to not stay in a reactive state, to create that plan and to capitalize that's grounded in your values of what's important? You create a positive vision, the goals and the strategies. You use the G-Wave, right? The goal, ask why it's important, what actions you're going to take. You're going to visualize the result, and then you find out, who do I need to help me get there? That's how you make progress, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you make sure, hey, that's how you survive the next month and a half. That's how you stay balanced. That's how you stay focused on the things that matter most to you, and you enable and empower yourself to say no to those things that at this particular season do not support or do not fit in to what matters most. You know, and that really is the message. We're all busy. That's what we hear every single day. Guilty is charged of saying that. I say it time and time and time again. I'm going to start to change my language. How are you doing today? Purposeful. That's how I am today. I'm on purpose. I got some pep in my step. I got some passion. What are you on? It's contagious. It is contagious. But you have to put the time into the plan. You have to do the work that's necessary to get the results that you want, that you desire. It doesn't just happen. So again, find some time here this next week. Do that for yourself to create your plan. Top five things that matter most. What's that vision going to look like? What are the goals that are going to get me there? And then put it into motion. Write it down. Capture it. Don't just think about it. Write it down and capture it and put it where you can remind yourself, this is what I'm focusing on for the next month and a half. It's just a month and a half. And you know what? You can come back and yell at me on December 31st if you do it and it doesn't work. Go ahead. I'll open up the door. But what I want you to do is I want you to take action. I want you to get into a domain, into a sync that works best for you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that is the key to helping you unleash your career and your business, to bring the best of you each day. And one of the things I like to say is when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for, which is why you got to create the plan. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we got a, great topic. I think it's great. I dialed in. It's called the Attitude of Gratitude. So listen in next Thursday on Thanksgiving. Be thankful. I hope that you enjoy every minute of every day with your family this upcoming week. I thank you for listening in and being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, and look, it's about you today, not in a selfish way, but in a selfless way to make sure that you unleash the best of you every single day. Until next week, I thank you for listening in. See ya!